Greetings. It's Joseph Dakama once again here. Welcome to the Life in Abundance broadcast. I'm so excited that you have made it to join me on this broadcast. This broadcast is just designed to inspire you, to encourage you with tips, tools, and teachings so that you may live life in abundance. If you haven't as yet subscribed to my YouTube channel, please do me a favor. Subscribe to the channel. Click the notification bell so that you do not miss when the next broadcast is out. Your subscription is important because it tells YouTube and the world that content like these are helpful to many. Now, we are beginning a series of broadcasts on the subject of offenses. The title is Overcoming Offenses. Overcoming Offenses. The subject of offense resonates quite deeply with the human heart, because from time to time, every one of us, we are offended or we offend other people. From time to time, we meet or we encounter offenses. Now, we have to realize from the onset that when we talk about offense or offenses, they are not an occurrence that is only privy to a handful of people, but these are a frequent phenomenon in our lives. And as such, it is very imperative that you and I take time to study about this subject of offenses, therefore arming ourselves with tools on how to deal with them when we encounter them. Can we just pray as we get into today's broadcast? Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you. We bless your name for yet another opportunity of feeding and dining from your word. I pray that by your Holy Spirit, speak to us, heal our hearts, and instruct us in the ways we should walk. Take all the glory in this session. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, let's begin with two scripture readings. The first one coming from the book of Matthew. These two scriptures will be our foundational scriptures for this series of broadcasts on offenses. Matthew chapter 18, that's where we will start, and we read verse number 7. Matthew chapter 18, verse number 7. From the King James Version, it reads, "Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe unto the man by whom the offense cometh." Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe unto the man by whom the offense cometh. Let's read the second scripture from the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse number 1. Luke chapter 17, verse 1. Still from the King James Version. It reads, "Then Jesus said unto his disciples, It is impossible, but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come." Jesus said to his disciples, "It is impossible, but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come." Jesus takes his time to warn his disciples, informing them that offenses are unavoidable in this life. First, in the book of Matthew, he says, "Woe unto the world because of offenses." And in the book of Luke, he said, "It is impossible for offenses not to come." Already, he is setting the tone for the discussion, informing us first and foremost that offenses are a natural occurrence. They are a frequent phenomena of life. Offenses are unavoidable in this life. As long as we are still living in this world where sin abounds, where the human heart is flawed, offenses are unavoidable. When we recognize this reality, it prepares us mentally and spiritually to deal or to meet these offenses already armed. Remember, they say to be forewarned is to be forearmed. When you are already armed with this knowledge and this mindset, that offenses will always come. Offenses are unavoidable. It gives you a certain attitude to meet them head on and deal with them accordingly. We are saying here, offenses will always come our way. They are not a rare occurrence for a privileged few. No, they are a frequent phenomenon. We meet them, we encounter them from time to time. You might be watching this and you are actually feeling offended. Somebody has offended you. You are actually going through or healing from an offense. Such is life. We encounter them from time to time. Jesus is preparing his disciples here, telling them that offenses will always come. Now let's define, what is an offense? What is it that we call an offense? An offense is defined as a violation of moral law. You see, whenever we relate with people, there are some things that we naturally expect of them, and them also expect of us. There is a moral standard of relating to each other. And when that standard, that moral law is violated, then there rises a situation of offense. An offense occurs when one violates what is expected by the other. So it is an occurrence that leads to one being hit, one being upset, or one getting angry. When a happening, an event, a situation arises that causes one to be disappointed, to be hurt, to be upset, or to be angry, that's an offense. An offense is also a stumbling block. This may arise from hateful words, hateful actions, or even misunderstanding. That's an offense. But I like the definition that is given or that is used by the Greek word from the two scriptures that we have read. The Greek word given for offense in these two passages is skandalon. Skandalon. And this skandalon is defined or is translated to be a trap or a trigger. Do you realize that? An offense in Greek is a skandalon. And a skandalon is actually a trap or a trigger. This gives us a better understanding of what an offense really is. An offense is a trap of the enemy, trapping us into an unfruitful and an unpleasant life. It's a trap. And these traps are set all around us. They are set everywhere. We encounter these traps from time to time. Oh yes, this is the reason why we use the term many a times, pick an offense. Pick an offense. Why are you picking an offense? It means it is lying there. They are there everywhere we go. Do you choose to pick it or not to pick it? It's a trap. It's right there. Do you understand that? Do you see that? An offense is a trap. The enemy sets a trap for all of us. From time to time, we encounter them. From time to time, we meet those traps. Now, where are they set? Well, let's talk briefly about the sources of these offenses, where the enemy sets the traps. Offenses come from several different sources. But let's mention just a few. They can come from your friends. Those very close to you are a good source of offenses. Yes, your family members, your work colleagues, your church members, all these are sources of offenses. Why is it so? Because these people are the ones close to you. They are the ones you trust. They are the ones from whom you expect the highest standards. And because your trust for them is high, your expectation for them is high, there are high chances that these people can cause offense. What are we saying? Are we saying don't trust them? No. Are we saying don't be close to them? No. We are just saying be aware, because of their proximity to you and your expectation of them, there is opportunity for offense. So when it comes, don't be alarmed. Don't be surprised. Know that this is a natural occurrence, as Jesus has already told us. And when you know that, you are able to deal or to handle these offenses when they come. Be armed with this mindset that offenses will always come. So already create room for offense in your circle of friends. You have room for offense. No one is perfect. They will offend you. You will offend them. You have that mindset that offenses will always come. From your friends, from your family, give each other room for making mistakes. Give each other room for offending, right? Your church members, your community, your colleagues at work, nobody is perfect. Remember, we are living in a sinful world. The human heart has been flawed by sin. We are all working towards being perfected. Therefore, give each other room for making mistakes, for making miscalculations, misjudgments, whatever it is that may cause you to be offended. When you are armed with that mindset, when you know, and when you give others room to make errors, to make mistakes, yes, you will be offended. But how you handle it, how you manage it, will be of a great difference. We are saying today, offenses will always come. But when they come, be armed with this knowledge that they are a natural occurrence. And as such, they must be handled and dealt with wisdom. Let's stop it here for today. We will continue in the next broadcast talking about offenses. Don't miss it. God bless you so much. And let's meet in the next broadcast.